I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Some people who recover from COVID-19 have lingering health problems that can wreak havoc for months. Dr. Rossi Moran is here to talk about evaluating patients with long COVID syndrome to rule out possible heart conditions. Dr. Moran is an associate professor of medicine and an interventional cardiologist at MUSC. Dr. Moran, tell us what you're seeing in your practice as a cardiologist as patients come in who have long COVID symptoms and they're concerned that maybe they have some heart issues. What's going on?
Right now, we are seeing a lot of patients who have recovered from COVID. These patients were absolutely healthy. They had no issues before they had COVID. But even after they have recovered, they seem to be still not back to their usual selves. As a cardiologist, I see patients who are having rapid heartbeats with minimal physical activity, some dizziness and fatigue, along with some shortness of breath.
What sorts of tests are you typically doing to rule out heart problems?
So we usually start with an echocardiograph to make sure the heart function is okay. The next test we will think of is making sure the pericardium or the sac around the heart is not inflamed, and sometimes cardiac MRI. And finally, a monitor to just make sure there are no rhythm problems contributing to this. The most frustrating part of the post-COVID syndrome is that all these tests come back negative. So we are not able to tell them, this is what is wrong with you, and here is the fix for that. And that becomes a very frustrating issue for the patients.
And then where do you go from there?
So it all comes down to improving your overall health. Usually patients, when they get COVID, they are bedbound. And when they get back to normal activities, they've lost some of their physical strength. And COVID also causes miscommunication between the nervous system and the vascular system. So we need to almost retrain the body to get back to its old self.
And what are we talking about realistically to help patients get back to feeling better and having more energy?
The way I tell my patient is the only way across is through. So we have to start exercise program, and we have to start it at the most basic level because these patients are not even able to exercise for 5 minutes continuously. So I ask them to start with 2 minutes of exercise, give yourself a break for another 3 minutes, then exercise for 2 minutes and slowly improve upon the times.
And what kind of exercise seems best to move people along where they're progressing?
Let me start with the exercises which are not going to be good for the long haulers. That is trying to do aerobic exercise on the treadmill or running outside, because their heart rate is going to jump so fast, so quickly, they will not tolerate it. So I recommend more of weight training and strength training and exercises like yoga, Pilates, and barre to improve their strength overall.
And what about your thoughts related to preventing long COVID?
Well, the only way to prevent long COVID is not to get COVID in the first place. So for this to end, we have to get vaccinated, and otherwise it's just going to keep going on and on and on.
Dr. Moran, thanks for talking with us about long COVID.
It's been a pleasure.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.